Okay, so I pretty much know right off the bat that I'm going to be upsetting about half the people I know with this podcast. And I still think it's something that needs to be addressed and needs to be talked about. The majority of you are on Facebook. Actually, the majority of you who probably even listen to this are on Facebook. And I'm sure that you've seen the same thing that I've seen, and that is there are a lot of people that are putting up cartoons from their childhood as their profile pictures, and they're doing it all for the sake of raising awareness about child abuse. And this kind of faux activism is so silly to me. Everybody's aware of child abuse. I don't think that that's really an underground issue that needs to be brought out more into the light. The other thing that's kind of funny about it is even if it were a more underground issue, you're not raising money, you're not really accomplishing anything at all, except for, I don't know, feeling better about yourself because you're part of a cause or because you're part of something that everybody else is doing. I mean, I do see the fun and the appeal to it. I've been tempted to put up a picture myself of my favorite childhood cartoon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I would be doing that just because it's fun. Not because I would be a part of some cause so that on top of my putting up a fun picture and doing what everybody else is doing, so that I can pat myself on the back because I'm somehow making the world a better place, because the fact of the matter is, I'm not. And as much as you would like to think you are, you're not either. If you really have an issue with child abuse, I applaud that. Most people do. Most people fight that by not abusing children themselves or by calling out parents that they see doing it, or I don't know, calling Child Protective Services if it's a real issue. But even if it's another issue, whether it's change it to a picture of your favorite fruit because you don't want children in Africa starving, do something real with it. If it's really an issue that you feel something about, you're going to do something about it. Otherwise, you're just jumping on the cause bandwagon so that you can feel like you're doing something to improve circumstances. It's kind of like, I've noticed that a lot of young girls between the ages of like 18 and 22, so many of them end up going on trips to places like China or Africa or South America. And it's never because they actually admit to themselves that they just want to go visit exotic places. They always feel like they have to justify it to family and friends and other people because, oh, I'm going to build a school, or I'm going to teach English, or I'm going to go do X, Y, or Z in some humanitarian effort for like 3 days, and then I can somehow feel not guilty for being a tourist for the other 10 days. I mean, if you're really, again, committed to a cause, do like my friend Ryan did. Join the Peace Corps. Go do that for 2 years. That's how most people know that you're really dedicated to something, including the people that you're serving. If you're not really dedicated to a cause, don't tout that as the reason you're going. Absolutely go to Africa and spend a day doing school building or digging a well or something else. But don't identify that as the primary reason for which you're going, just so people will pat you on the back because you're such a humanitarian and you're making the world a better place for other people. When you're really not, you're just being a tourist and you feel some sort of white American guilt or some other guilt for that, and so you feel like you have to justify it because you're engaged in some humanitarian effort. It's silly to me. I don't have a problem with doing things that are good. Be compassionate. Do good things for people. But do it for real. Don't do it so that you can be just like everybody else on Facebook, especially Facebook activism, or so you can be a part of the green movement because, you know what, driving your hybrid or using your reusable grocery bags or buying the right kind of light bulb or any of these other small token gestures of saving the planet aren't going to do a single thing in the long run. The majority of us know that. The majority of us think that, well, if we keep telling ourselves that and everybody else keeps telling ourselves that, then collectively it's going to do something. But if global warming is as bad as everybody says it is, you're not going to do anything. Just like if you go and spend 40 minutes or 4 hours or even 4 days helping to build an eighth of a school in one rural area, it's not going to accomplish anything that you think you're doing either, so it's not worth patting yourself on the back for. I know this comes across as really kind of condemning, and I'm not condemning the actions at all, but it's the attitudes. If you're going to do something right, don't do it for the praise of other people. Just do it because it's the right thing. You don't have to advertise it, and don't engage in this faux activism.